Compared to electronic dictionaries, printed paper ones have an advantage here. A paper dictionary shows two pages full of information at a time. This is great, especially when a word one has looked up has many different definitions, uses, and functions. Printed English dictionaries published in Japan are rich in example sentences that have been specially selected for native speakers of Japanese who are struggling to grasp the complexities of the English language. After all, many words that students are already familiar with actually have numerous meanings and different functions depending on the context. Students, therefore, must study hard and practice a lot in order to become capable of using these words correctly. The advantage of printed paper dictionaries on this point can be demonstrated in another way. If a student opens one of these pages to the page containing the word he or she needs to know more about, the student will notice in many cases that the particular word occupies much space and has several different meanings. The word may appear, for example, either as a noun or a verb. This can be seen at a glance. Although electronic dictionaries' display screens have grown and now show much more information than before, they are still inferior to paper dictionaries in this aspect. Another big disadvantage of electronic dictionaries is that the user cannot usually select the individual dictionaries carried in his or her machine. Whereas with a personal computer, a user can simply access or download a variety of dictionaries available online. Electronic dictionaries at the time of purchase typically contain a set of dictionaries of varying quality that cannot be expanded. If students could access individual dictionaries over the internet, download them, and put them into their own electronic dictionaries, they could avoid this problem. Unfortunately, though, this is generally not possible. After all, electronic dictionaries are produced by profit-oriented corporations, and neither publishing companies nor English teachers have any say in the selection of individual dictionaries to be carried in them.